Hey, you look pretty miserable. No, sorry. That wasn't to make fun of you or anything. It's actually something we have in common. I regret being here. Is that bad of me to admit? It's just, you kinda look like you can relate to me on that level. So, what dragged you here? I don't think you came of your own volition. Ah, that's kind of icky. You came with some friends, but they left without telling you? Damn, that's honestly messed up. I would definitely use the term friends loosely from now on if I were you. But that's just my two cents. Me? Well, I'm best friends with the host's girlfriend, but all of the people here are his friends, so I don't actually know anyone else. Plus, she's been on his arm all night. So, it's basically been me third wheeling for them, or getting hit on by his sleazy friends. Yeah, all round not the best night for me. But you might be able to change that. Well, hear me out before you get cold feet on me. We're both kind of stuck here in this awkward party limbo where society says we're supposed to be having the time of our lives, filling ourselves up with booze and making crazy fun memories of getting up to all kinds of shenanigans. So, with all that said, how about you become my plus one? Yeah, that way his friends will stop hitting on me and you can say you're not alone here. Come on, I think we'll get along great. It's a perfect symbiotic relationship. What is it that people say? The strongest bonds are formed through mutual suffering. Whatever, something like that. My point is, I think we'll have a much better time if we're miserable together. What do you say? I knew you were gonna be a real one. I think we might just enjoy ourselves tonight after all. Come on, let's go socialize like normies. The look on their faces when you sank that last cup. I don't care if it was their birthday. We totally crushed them. And rightly so. Oh yeah, I'm actually in that building here. You can let me down now. Thanks. I'm still pretty surprised you could keep your balance so well and piggyback me at the same time. I'm not complaining. I got treated like royalty tonight for the first time in a very long time. Good night. Oh, no, mister. Get in here. Yes, I'm serious. You just carried me on your back for like the past 10 minutes. I'm not just gonna send you off like some human Uber. And you showed me an awesome time tonight. Cause if you didn't, well, instead I'd be cringing myself to sleep thinking about what a perpetual loser I am. Hey, come on. There's seriously no problem and it's not a big deal. There you go. Come in. Have a seat. I'll get you some water. I know you were trying to be nice, but I can tell I was pretty heavy to carry that far. Thick thighs might end up being your demise, bucko. Oh my gosh, do you even need to ask? I'm happy to reassure you, but yes, I had such a fun time tonight. I had seriously given up on enjoying the party, but you, yes you, saved the night. Oh, well, thank you. I'm glad I was equally as fun to hang out with. Nice to know I'm not a Debbie Downer all of the time. Hey, so I don't mean this to sound weird, but I would honestly feel bad making you go home by yourself when you went out of your way to walk me home. My friend, the girl from the party, we're roommates and she'll be staying at her boyfriend's tonight. That much is a given, so why don't you sleep here tonight? If you don't have anything important to do tomorrow. No? Then I insist. It's way too late, and you're already here, and not to mention it's dangerous to be walking around on your own without a gremlin on your back to protect you. Good. And if you're really that uncomfortable, you can't sleep on the couch as an option, but I'll be sleeping in my roommate's bed, so you can just take mine for tonight. Cool. Let me show you to my room then. You can take this bed here, and I'll just be in the next room. So, whoa, now that I see you in the light, you're a little red in the face. I didn't realize how hard you pushed yourself. I feel bad for making you carry me all that way. Oh, you didn't seem too out of puff, but were you purposely breathing quietly so I wouldn't catch on? Here, take a seat on the bed. I'll be right back. I've put some water on this rag. Don't worry, it's fresh. It should help you to cool off a little. No, allow me. I insist. I will also take your jacket off as well. Just give it to me, silly. You know, I still have a hard time believing that one person could make me so happy. I truly enjoyed myself tonight, and that's not something I usually do at parties. I'm more of a small group gal myself. My social batteries, they drain pretty quickly the more people they are, and, well, it keeps going until eventually I don't even want to talk, I just smile and nod. I am happy to see people, but I mean, you seem like someone who gets where I'm coming from. Just spending tonight with you. I didn't feel that way at all, though. Like, you somehow recharged my little social batteries, and I didn't want to stop interacting with you. I hope I'm not too forward, but I think we would work really well together. I'll stop doing this, but I've never felt like this before, but something about you clicks with me. I feel a connection that I want to hold on to. Do you feel that way too? You do? That's good. I mean, sure, most people would say this is rushing into things, but I feel really strongly about this, and I want to be honest about my feelings. I'm glad you feel the same. Would you mind if I laid you on my lap and played with your hair for a bit? Then rest your head right here. I kinda can't believe how straightforward I'm being. Maybe it's Dutch courage. I do like my beers, but I honestly didn't have much at all. There, is that comfortable? I hope I don't look intimidating, looking down on you like this. At the party, it felt like we talked together for hours. I was so caught up, I forgot where we were for a second. No, that wasn't because of the drinks. Like I said, I actually didn't have much because I was so enthralled with you. Just even when I introduced myself to you, I was already feeling comfortable around you. Like, we had known each other for a long time. It was just so natural. I wasn't going through the motions like I do when I meet new people. I wanted to know you, and I wanted you to know me, and I still want that. Since you have nothing on tomorrow, that means we can spend more time together? My roommate said she wouldn't be back till later in the day, so you can sleep in, it's not an issue. What would she say if she knew a guy I just met was sleeping in my bed? It's fine. I mean, I'm sure she'd be all over me for it, wanting the juicy gossip, but I don't care. Now hush. No, hush now, you aren't causing me any problems. Like I said, I'm fine with it. More than fine, actually. I've already had an amazing night, and if you're okay with it, we can definitely continue this tomorrow, yeah? I feel like I'm dreaming. I can't thank you enough. Well, just you being you, I guess. Can you fall asleep like this? Yes, you absolutely can. I will save the rest of my rambling for tomorrow. You like my voice? Thank you. I'm glad it can be soothing for you. Alright, you close your eyes and I'll help you to drift off to sleep. Sweet dreams. What? You've never had someone try and put you to sleep before? Like in those ASMR videos or something? Or have you had nothing at all? Oh, well, you might be in for a treat if that's your thing. I like the thought of pampering you. Look, I'll get up on top and do it properly, okay? Sorry about pinning you down, but honestly, this is the best position for me. I'll do it for as long as it takes, but if you've never had it before, you might be hypersensitive and out like a light. I'll do a mix of things, okay? Just close your eyes and trust me. Now I'm not too heavy on top of you, huh?